Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is from the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 11, the verses 1 to 5. Isaiah 11, 1 to 5. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse, from his roots a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of the knowledge and fear of the Lord, and he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears, but with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. Think with me on the theme, how our background shapes us. How our background shapes us. Can I ask you to reflect with me on the metaphor of the branch from Jesse? How does this imagery speak to the significance of our ancestral and cultural roots in shaping our identity and destiny? When we think about the branch from Jesse, it is like looking at a powerful picture of how our family background and culture deeply affect who we are and what we become. The branch filled with wisdom, understanding, guidance, strength, and knowledge shows us what it truly means to lead others and make moral choices. These are not simple qualities, they are like guiding lights that help us make good ethical choices in life. Let us think about how the branch judges, not by looks or rumors, but by truth and fairness. This challenges us. How can we do the same in our lives? How can we understand people and situations more deeply and not just go by first impressions? This kind of thinking pushes us towards being more understanding and caring, moving away from judging others unfairly. The focus on doing what is right and fair, especially for those who are poor or in need, makes us ask ourselves, how can we, coming from our own families and backgrounds, help make the world a fairer and kinder place? It is a call to think about our role in society and how we can help those who are less fortunate. The story also shows the branch's power in words, able to defeat evil with just his words. This makes us think about how powerful our own words can be. Do we use them to help and inspire change, or do we use them without thinking, possibly hurting others? My dear friends, our family, culture, and community have a big part in shaping our values, dreams, and actions. How have these influences guided the choices we have made? How do they continue to play a role in the decisions we make and what we aim for in life? The image of righteousness like a belt and faithfulness like a sash reminds us to always show these good qualities in everything we do. It is about living out these values in our actions, not just talking about them. Finally, The concept of fearing the Lord, as highlighted in the scripture, is not about terror but reverence, a deep respect and humility that shapes our interactions and our life choices. Reflecting on this, we can explore how this sense of reverence has influenced our understanding of respect and humility in our personal and communal lives. There are two questions for reflection. 1. How have your family, cultural background, and community shaped how you lead, make moral choices, and treat others? 2. What are some ways you can show righteousness and faithfulness in your daily life to make a positive difference in your community and the world? Dear Lord, please give us the wisdom and strength to learn from our backgrounds and the heritage you have given us. Help us to live with wisdom, the wisdom, understanding, guidance, strength, and knowledge, just like the branch from Jesse. Let our words and actions show fairness and do what is right, and help us stay true to these values. Guide us, make choices based on respect and humility, and give us the power to make a positive impact in the world. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.